It's time for the business news with Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. The total annual expenditure on food delivery and takeaway orders in the Irish market is an estimated €2.2 billion. The Just Eat takeaway and food delivery report shows that on average, consumers order a takeaway 2.9 times per month. We'll just round that up and say 3 times per month, spending an average of €46.49 on each takeaway. Amanda Roach Kelly, Managing Director of Just Eat Ireland, joins us. Some interesting stats on consumer habits, but I'll begin with platform workers. The EU is moving to tighten the regulation of gig economy companies like Just Eat and improve the rights of platform workers. And earlier this month, EU Labour ministers endorsed a general approach to platform workers to the Platform Workers Directive. Where does Just Eat stand on that directive?
Yeah, that's a great question, Petula, and thanks for having me in this morning. We have lots of thoughts about the directive, and while I'm not able to speak at length about the European level, I can certainly speak for Ireland. Gig economy and our couriers, they're independent couriers, so they have the flexibility to work for themselves, and this is what they want. We spend a lot of time talking to them and engaging with them, and we've looked at various different models to roll out in Ireland, and indeed out of our 22 countries we do have models where we employ the couriers. But in Ireland at the moment, the flexibility is what the couriers are looking for. It allows them to choose their hours, choose their zones that they work in, choose the companies they work for. They can actually work for our competitors as well, and also be paid by delivery. So they don't have to be set to any particular number of deliveries or hours. So again, it's all at the very beginning with this EU directive. But in Ireland, I guess our values of the business would be that they are treated fairly and that they are looked after and treated safely. And I guess that underpins everything that we're going to do.
If you sign up to be a courier, you have to have your own vehicle. If that vehicle is a car or a scooter, you have to have your own insurance, and it has to be business use insurance. What does Just Eat provide?
Well, we provide, I guess, the orders. I mean, we are an aggregator, so we provide the business for them. Again, it's an independent model. So they have to come to us with everything in line in order to deliver orders and to deliver them again safely and in a timely manner. Now, we would, as I said, interact with them to as much as we can. Again, there's a lot of strict regulations around that. So we would provide the orders and the business for them. But after that, it is up to them to decide what they want to do with that.
What's the turnover of couriers with Just Eat?
With Just Eat, again, I can't actually give you a number. And the reason being, a lot of couriers would sign up, then they might, again, with that flexibility, leave. A lot of foreigners come in and act as couriers. So possibly they're gone home for a while. So we actually don't have an actual number of turnover or for the turnover. But I guess we can say that we have over 3,000 couriers on our network. And again, I assume they are working for all three aggregators, the big three in Ireland.
Just Eat charges 14% commission to your restaurant partners. Is Just Eat generating enough business for those takeaways and restaurants to justify that commission?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think one thing, and today the reason I am here is to launch our industry report, but also to celebrate our 15 years in Ireland. So we're celebrating that milestone to coincide with the report. But what that shows you is that the business is there. We have grown a business over 15 years for what is now restaurant partners, but also for what we're stepping into, a whole grocery and convenience sector. We charge commission, but we deliver so much for that commission. It's a way, I guess, of these restaurant partners and other new partners to access a consumer base that they never had before. And I guess the business has grown so much in the 15 years, it really shows you that they value and they actually understand what they're getting for that commission.
Okay, we're running out of time, but I'm anxious to ask you about the grocery market. It's a rapidly growing area, and Just Eat is looking to expand further into it.
Yeah, it is. We've started outside Ireland already, and in Ireland we have very much gone down the road of convenience up till now. So we're working with the likes of Centra, Londa, Spar, and that's working really well. In the report, 28% of respondents answered that they had ordered groceries at least once in the past 12 months for delivery. Now, of the 72% that hadn't, 32% of them will think about doing it. It's a huge opportunity. But what I will say is I'm not forgetting about our base. We've 3,600 wonderful restaurant partners that have grown the business over 15 years with us. They're our bread and butter. That is what Just Eat does. But but we're certainly looking at the grocery space as a big, big piece of opportunity for us.
Amanda Roach-Kelly, Managing Director, Just Eat Ireland, thank you very much for coming on the programme.